Hi Nicola.
Hi Vlad.
Everybody, welcome to this week on Channel 9.
Welcome to this week on Channel 9. Hi Nicola.
Hi Vlad.
And let's get started.
Let's get started.
So, and we start from C++ conference that happened in September.
Wait, are we not going to talk about the Cortana thing that we just did?
No.
No? Okay, we're going to continue.
Apparently
that never
enough?
Happened.
Yeah. So, that's okay. So, C++ conference. Actually, I have awesome news for you because it's available now, all the recordings are online, so you can go and watch awesome sessions people made there. And it's really worth watching to watch that because all the new things coming to C++, including like C++ 17, are discussed there. So you can just go and watch.
How many videos are there? It seems like there's a lot of videos for this. People have been spending a lot of time watching these videos.
We had a lot of sessions. And
it says about 100 videos, 100 sessions. That's a lot of sessions.
Yeah, from many people across the world.
Cool. Probably a lot of smart people.
Yeah. Of course.
Well, speaking of conferences and speaking of Channel 9 videos, the Connect conference was here last week.
Yeah,
actually was shot here in this studio, I believe, right?
So it sounds like last week on Channel 9, yeah?
It's this week on Channel 9 because we're this week.
Yeah.
However, all the videos are online right now on Channel 9. So after you're done watching all the C++ videos and getting your fix on C++, go watch all the Connect videos. You're going to learn a lot of stuff. One of the things that we announced is the open source of .NET, right?
Yeah, it's the biggest thing, actually. And
I agree. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's huge because we announced that we open sourced whole .NET stack. We basically make .NET core framework available on OS X and Linux, and it's kind of first party job done by Microsoft. So this is awesome.
So people can write their .NET code and can run on Linux now.
Yes, and moreover, you can just download source code and basically build your .NET by yourself or change something.
Cool.
Or what is also important, you can make contributions to .NET code. And actually, we already accepted at least one contribution or maybe even more. Because I believe we accepted one contribution like day after we announced this.
So people were fast.
People are really fast.
Cool.
Yeah, what else?
But that wasn't the only thing we announced, which is more important. We had a new version of Visual Studio, a preview of Visual Studio 2015 preview, or what is known as Visual Studio 14. This is an awesome announcement. People can download it right now. You can go and download it. What's cool about this, there's a lot of improvements, but there's a new thing that's really cool that I find. There's an emulator for Android development now. So you can write your C++ development for Android in Visual Studio. You can actually emulate it right there in Visual Studio. There's all kinds of new improvement. There's a blog post by John that actually goes through all this and has links about Visual Studio and the new Visual Studio. Definitely check it out. Additionally, we also announced the community version of Visual Studio. So far, the free versions, the Express versions, we had a bunch of different versions for Express.
Yeah, for desktop, for web, for
exactly.
Windows Store.
Exactly, you want to download multiple ones at the same time. This actually combines all of those. It's still a free version, but the cool thing about this, you can actually get one download for all of these, and you can also do extensibility. So all the extension that you've used in other paid version of Visual Studio, you can actually use them in this free community studio version. Definitely check it out. It's also on this blog and download it today. And additionally, the last thing we announced for Visual Studio was the Visual Studio Update 4 for 2013. It comes with all kinds of updates for new HTML and CSS and JavaScript editors, all kinds of cool stuff. So definitely you can download
that.
A lot of updates. It was a really busy, busy event. And talk about all this stuff, but if you want to learn through videos, if you're like me and you like videos, you don't like reading about things, you can actually go on the blog and you can actually see a bunch of videos that the Visual Studio team has put out there to talk about the Visual Studio Community Edition and Visual Studio 15 preview, all the new features there. You can actually watch those.
Yeah, and actually, in addition to those videos, there is a video about C++ features available in Visual Studio 2015. And actually, we announced this basically new edition of Visual C++ compiler. And these news also include even more exciting thing. We announced C++ cross-platform development in C++ in Visual Studio 2015. What does it mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah, it means you can develop in Visual Studio for Windows Phone, and blah, 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 for all Microsoft platforms, but also for Android, for example. You can develop it for iOS, because now you can work both with the Visual C++ compiler and Clang compiler. You can also use that Android emulator for debugging your Android code, and it's all integrated with NDK and all this stuff. So that's huge.
So you don't have to switch platforms or switch IDEs. You can do everything in one spot, compile it once, and you're good to go.
Yeah, and you have all these features like shared libraries and all this stuff. So, yeah.
That's an awesome improvement. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's huge for C++ developers, and a lot of our partners who are working with C++ already interested, like how we can getting started. Like, please give us some advices. And actually, when we start talking about like cross-platform development and C++, people always like ask, how about new features like C++ 14, C++ 17? Mm-hmm. And yes, with Visual Studio 2015, we introduced new C++ compiler with the new features from C++ 11, C++ 14, and C++ 17. You can just go and read Stefan's blog post on that. This is huge.
What are some of the new improvements in C++ 17?
Oh, there are a lot of improvements. C++ is not static. I mean, it's a language. Mm-hmm. It has an evolution, and sometimes it looks like a revolution. If you write modern C++ code today, it's more stable. It's more robust. It doesn't look like with all those pointers and a bunch of strings types and so on. Yeah, it's really a modern language.
I hope they fix the string type, because when I write C++, I spent maybe, I don't know, an hour trying to figure out what string to convert. It is my fault. I'm not a C++ proficient, but just converting between strings is not the easiest thing.
My favorite thing in this new C++ compiler is an ability to reuse async and await.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you finally have a sync and await in C++.
Yes.
Oh, that is huge.
Yeah, that is huge.
Well, speaking of async and await and the language that it supports in, which is C#, and speaking about opensourcing.net, we can talk about WPF. And actually, there's a blog post by the WPF team actually talking about the roadmap for WPF and where WPF is going. And
WPF is not dead.
WPF is not dead. We've said that a million times. And this blog post, if you check it out, it's going to be down here. You can see it. It's right there. It talks about all kinds of stuff, the performance improvements they've done in Visual Studio. It talks about all the new things that are coming into Visual Studio, supporting the new hardware, supporting the touch, and all the different improvements they've done there. And Jerry Nixon from the Dev Radio show here on Channel 9 actually talks to a few folks, Uni and Harry, from the WPF team about these new improvements and the roadmap of WPF. It's a really great video. You should watch it after this video.
And about Win2D. You already know that Win2D is basically open source Windows Runtime API. You can download it from GitHub. You can use it in your Windows Runtime Core or just .NET on Windows Store apps. So it's a big and growing library for doing 2D graphics in Windows Runtime, and as well as managed applications.
I don't have to do C++ so I can do graphics.
Yeah, finally,
DirectX, right?
you shouldn't deal with the Direct2D and do all this C++ stuff. But next big step the team made is to make available binaries of Win2D. So you don't have to build it by yourself. Mm-hmm. You just can use a NuGet package.
Just include it in your package.
Yeah, just include it in your app and you're good to go if you don't want to deal with source code, and it's just convenient. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so every time they will check in new code into GitHub, every time they update the actual source code, they're going to make binaries available.
Oh,
so
cool.
They're going to be updated.
So you can keep updating the NuGet package.
Yeah, they just build it.
And you can get the updates automatically into your package as you use it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, this is also awesome. This is a nice thing of NuGet.
That's a great improvement.
Yeah.
Shows ago, I talked about Hour of Code. I want to give you a quick update. It's a great cause for everybody, and I'm really passionate about this. There's been about 40,000 Hour of Code events already registered. They've already organized, and there's a few more weeks to go, and It's a great, great cause. So I think everybody should take a look at this. Go visit the website, see what the work they've done. They've reached tens of millions of students already, and you can still have a chance to organize your own event and actually help out with this effort. So it's a great effort. Definitely check it out.
Yeah.
And so, I think we're done with all the stories, right?
Yeah.
Next is the pick of the week, right?
And my pick of the week is an agreement and partnership with Real Madrid Football Club and Microsoft. Football, I mean real football.
You mean the one where you hold the ball with your hands, right?
I mean, people call it soccer here. So this partnership is about making a new generation of infrastructure and services and device generation for club members, for fans, for basically footballists or for the sports team. So it's a really big thing for Microsoft and for Real Madrid. And it brings new devices and brings services and brings wearables into this. So that's a really big step. And we're gonna make actual things available, and we're gonna announce that later in upcoming months. So,
do we get free tickets to games?
No.
No. Oh, damn it. Okay, I was hoping for that. Anyway, sorry. Your pick of the week is great. However, my pick of the week is a free documentary on Xbox videos. You have an Xbox One, Xbox 360 on your Windows 8 device. Download the Atari Game Over documentary. I watched this. It's amazing. You can go. It talks about the Atari company, the rise and the fall of Atari with their ET game. ET Go Home came out, and they made a game, and how they buried all the games in New Mexico, and now they unbury it. And it's an amazing documentary. You should definitely check it out. It's just filled with all kinds of stuff.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, we should just watch it after this again. I get the popcorn.
Yeah, because I didn't watch it.
Yeah, you didn't watch it. Let's do it. Yeah, we got some time.
And finally, Cortana's pick of the week.
Yeah,
let's ask her. And this time I'm going to do it with my Microsoft Band. It's integrated with Cortana. So, Cortana, what is your pick of the week? It answers me here on the phone. And
this week, again, is about image recognition and machine learning. John Platt from Microsoft Research published a blog post about an excellent project on automatic image captioning. 12 researchers and interns created a system that can automatically generate descriptive captions of an image as well as a human.
Wow.
It detects objects and actions. So, if you have a picture with a cat on a bed, the system says a cat sitting on top of a bed. Vlad, if Nicola would make a photo of you now and ask that system what's happening, the answer is a human holding a phone. Isn't it exciting?
Yeah, it is.
Well, she really wants to learn more about this vision technology that we have. She really wants to see, huh? Because last time we had the pick about artificial intelligence, and it's...
Yeah, and she really wants to see and understand what she sees and what's going on. So that's huge.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy when we get there.
Thank you, Cortana.
Well, I think that's all. That's all we have for today. Thanks, everybody, for watching the show. And we'll see you next time on This Week on Channel 9. Thank you.
Thank you, and bye.
Bye.